This is LBC with Clive Bull.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. Coming up at 8, it's the Money Hour, and we're looking at insurance this week. Steve Smart will be with me to answer your insurance questions, and more calls coming on whether we're a Christian country as well. First, though, that cyber attack. NHS chiefs and Europol have warned of possible fresh disruption from this cyber attack when workers switch on their computers for the first time tomorrow morning. They're warning that there could be an escalation of the problems. Joining me is Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, good evening.
Evening.
Tell me, what do you feel about this warning from Europol to tomorrow morning? Could we be facing even more problems?
Yeah, almost certainly we will be, and that's a good warning, because those machines that were not switched on at the time on Friday or perhaps over the weekend will still be vulnerable unless the IT teams of the organisations, be it the NHS or others, have succeeded in purging the whole network of it, because this is one that infects one machine on the network and then infects others across the network.
Is the bottom line of it that people have just not upgraded, not updated their software?
That's certainly part of it, because Windows XP, we've heard today, is still in use on 5% of NHS machines. Now, Windows XP is a 16-year-old operating system, which Microsoft stopped supporting, or its main support for it, 3 years ago. So we've been telling people for 3 years, don't go online with a Windows XP machine, and yet they've been doing that. So part of the blame, I'm afraid, must lie with the NHS and organisations that haven't done that. Obviously, there's a cost implication of keeping those machines up to date.
What about individuals? I mean, I know people who've still got their computers on XP. Do they have to worry?
Yeah, so before you reconnect, assuming it's off at the moment, before you switch it back on, and certainly before you connect it to the internet, you need to do a full backup, because this is ransomware. So the way that it gets you is that it encrypts all your files and then ransoms them back to you. If you have an up-to-date backup, you don't have to pay the ransom. So that's the first thing. Back up your machine before it's connected to the internet. Then when you connect it, apply any Microsoft patches that are available for your machine. And Microsoft has now made it available even for XP because of the severity of the incident. And then, of course, ensure that you've got good antivirus, anti-malware suite installed and updated.
Is it true that each computer then starts infecting more computers potentially as well?
Yeah, and that's why this one has been so aggressive and spread globally so quickly, because there have been Microsoft vulnerabilities before, but nothing ever like this. And the reason is that this particular piece of malware, which is called WannaCry, very well named, I think, uses an NSA cyber weapon called Eternal Blue. Now, this was, if you remember back in April, there was a hack of the NSA systems and a big cache of information went out. One of the things was this cyber weapon, which enables the virus to spread so quickly across whole networks. And that's a very sophisticated piece of software, which unfortunately the NSA designed and created but couldn't keep control of.
That's a real worry, isn't it? That you create a tool and the danger is nothing seems to be safe online.
That's right. I mean, it's like creating nuclear weapons and not being able to keep hold of them. It's dangerous. So there's two things that the NSA had that got leaked. One is this cyber weapon called Eternal Blue, which is the way which it propagates quickly, and the other one was the knowledge of this security weakness. And there is an argument now to be had whether it's moral and wise for security services to keep these vulnerabilities secret in the hope of using them against others, because then when they do get out in the wild, and inevitably they do, then the rest of us are vulnerable.
Any thoughts on who's doing this? There's been so much speculation. What's your theory about who might be behind this?
So the original stealing of the information was put down to an organisation called Shadow Brokers, who are thought by Western security agencies to be related to, in some way, to the Russian security services. So they leaked it probably to cause some form of mayhem. And then you have potentially much smaller players who pick up that knowledge, that tool that's been published, and use it. And I suspect the people that have actually used it on this occasion, although they are criminals, it may not be a huge crime syndicate doing this. It's probably a smaller number of people, but they've been able to do it. And the difficulty is that this, even when this is patched, which most of us have patched it now, this Eternal Blue weapon to propagate it is out there and can be can be repurposed for other vulnerabilities in the future. So that is a real problem for IT staff now.
We've not heard the end of this then, and possibly tomorrow morning, more problems.
Almost certainly.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turk out there from the tech advice site gadgetdetective.com.